Blog Talk Radio.
Worldwide Radio on the air for November the 16th, 2015. Another Monday, another week in the books, another week of NBA basketball and the NFL season plugging away. And tonight we're going to talk about the week that was. Before we get into details, let me go ahead and read off the show info for tonight. Show title, Atlanta Falcons didn't play and had a great week. The Atlanta Hawks played, and, well, the Atlanta Hawks have an issue with starting slow. Is it coaching? Is it the players? Both? Why isn't Tim Hardaway Jr. playing? How many more games will the Hawks get beat because of lack of rebounding in key situations? Football. Wild card teams behind the Falcons lost yesterday. Will Atlanta take advantage by beating the Colts this Sunday? And Coach Rick flew all the way to Oregon to prove a point, but what was it? Is he doing too much? What happens if they lose to Georgia Southern? These and other topics will be discussed tonight. Tune in, call in, listen in. If you have a favorite team, feel free to call and talk about them. I'm not discriminatory, so give them a call, 646-652-4479. Let's see what's going on. I know the Bengals, and I believe it was the Texans play tonight, so let's go ahead and do some score searching. And I'm sure there's probably at least one NBA team that played tonight as well. Let's find out. It looks like. All right, so let's do NBA first. Dallas beat the 76ers, go figure. Grizzlies score 122 points. Where did that come from? Spurs beat the Trailblazers. Pacers beat by 1 point by the Bulls. Celtics win again. And the Suns are beating up on the Lakers right now. And as far as Monday Night Football goes, wow, Texans 10-6 over the Bengals. Bengals only have 6 points? Interesting. We'll go through some of the NFL scores a little bit later. FYI, I'm actually taping this particular broadcast for the first time. I'm trying it out to see if I can do the video version of IMPM Worldwide Radio at the same time. So we'll see. See how it works. Shout out to Tavoya for bringing me some spaghetti. I hadn't eaten really. And it hit the spot. It's really good. Tavoya is a new talent out of Atlanta. You'll be seeing her modeling and acting very soon. So shout out to her. Also to Stacy Borman, who did a quick intro video today of herself. Be looking out for her. She's going to be doing modeling and acting, and also some fashion projects in the future. So looking forward to seeing that. And big shout out to Paige Fletcher, who is rolling around in Peru right now, long way away from the United States, having a good old time. Make sure she's safe, and can't wait to see what she brings back. So just wanted to give those two shout outs. So 646-652-4479 is the number. As far as Atlanta goes, we know 3 out of 4 isn't great. You know, in the last year, of course, first 10 games, I should say, the Hawks went 5-5. Now, this time they went 8-2, But again, they've lost a few games in a row now and haven't looked good at doing it. And, you know, whether or not the teams were beatable or not, there's just certain elements of the Hawks' play right now that is really concerning, and that's these slow starts. It's almost as if they don't know that they were scheduled to play that night. And that's something that, you know, that's something that can stay the whole season. And really, if we remember the Larry Drew years, that happened a lot. Okay, so that's why I say, you know, maybe it's the players themselves. Maybe it's particular people that, for whatever reason, they just can't get themselves up for a game. Now, you would think that getting paid all that money and knowing what happened last year, that shouldn't be an issue. But look what happened. Look what has been happening. Down 34 points, down 20 points, down all these points, and then having to fight all the way back and not having enough energy to finish the deal. Now, the other night, last night, I believe it was, against the Utah Jazz, okay, I don't know what happened there other than it should never have been that close, and it should have never came to a last shot. Now, one thing I do want to mention is that play before, the missed shot by Paul, the three-pointer by Al in the corner, that was one of the best plays I've seen drawn up in an NBA basketball game it was a shot that had to be had, okay? So if we can get some of that going into the playoffs, I feel really good about the playoffs. But we got to get there first, of course, and we need to be able to advance. And a lot of that's going to really go down into the fact that can we rebound? I mean, at the end of the day, we got swept last year only because we couldn't rebound the ball. Well, we wouldn't rebound the ball. I don't know which one is which. What do you think? 646-652-4479. Feel free to join in. This is going to be a shorter show than usual tonight. I've been in Atlanta all day. I've been really busy. So I do not plan on doing a two-hour show tonight. So we're only going to be here for an hour. But I'm going to try to add everything that I can in this particular broadcast, and you can get the end result later if you missed the show live. I know some of you are at work, work away, but definitely listen to the show after the fact. So we'll try to pack everything in to this show. Don't forget, also we'll be talking about UGA. The University of Georgia Bulldogs have suddenly won two in a row. Okay, they are 7-3. You know, all of a sudden, you know, things are looking up. But my whole question is, what was Mark Richt doing flying all the way to Seattle or Oregon or wherever he is, going out there to the West Coast to go see Mr. Eason? What's the purpose of the taking of the picture and having him all garbed up in the UGA paraphernalia? And let me make sure, before I even get to that point, make sure there's no one in the chat room. Okay, there you go. Just making sure. I got it open this time, folks. 646-652-4479 is the number. But what was the real deal with him going out there right after the win? I mean, so to me, it was as if he was trying to prove a point of some sort. Now, I will say that I've heard some rumbling that it's a matter of, okay, if Rick does get fired, he's trying to show that this player, this quarterback, is going to be loyal to him and him alone. And wherever he goes, he's going to take this ace in the hole, the savior of the UGA program, he's going to take him with him. That's possible. That's totally possible. So he could be using him as a what's the word? He's trying to broker the Eason kid to making sure that he stays at Georgia, because we know how desperate we are for a quarterback. We've had the controversy of quarterbacks, not even a controversy, we just don't have no quarterback that can play efficiently, sufficiently, okay? So he went out there, I guess, just to kind of show, hey, we're back on it. We're going to do well. We're going to finish out the season strong, and you're going to get you going, right? Or he's just acting crazy. I don't know. I mean, I just think it's strange that right after a game, you just fly out to the West Coast like that. I just thought that was odd, personally. But that's just me. But what happens if they do win out? If they do win out, they will be 7-3, 8-3. They will be 9-3. Okay, three losses. That gets them into some kind of a little bit of a higher bowl, I guess. Again, they don't have any way to get into any playoffs. Well, of course not the playoffs, but SEC anything. Not winning the division. Okay? So how is this look going into next year? Because, see, here's the deal. Look where they started out being ranked this year, and look what happened. What happens is because they finish out the year strong, are they going to get ranked high next year again? Okay. Now, mind you, Chubb will be back, I guess. You have Ethan coming in there. And whether or not he's going to be a really great quarterback, I don't know. I don't know what receivers we got. I don't know what the offensive line is going to be like. I don't know what the defensive line is going to be like, special teams, the whole nine yards. I don't know. But let's just say they're highly ranked again. Are we going to go through a whole season again of them being highly ranked at the beginning of the season, and then at the end of the season they're barely in the top 25, and then Rick is still the head coach of the University of Georgia, even with a new batch of talent? I don't know if that's going to sit well. I mean, technically, we didn't think it would sit well this year with everything that happened. He's still there. So who's to say, really, at this point, right? So that's something to think about. And like I say, if you're a UGA fan, you're a Georgia football fan college-wise, call in. If Georgia Southern is your team and I'm talking about them, you can call in 646-652-4479. So let's go to the NFL. A lot of stuff happened during the weekend, right? Let's see. First of all, Peyton Manning hurt, looked horrible. Probably shouldn't have played this season at all, but he did. He's going for records, I guess. He's playing for money, I guess. But he's hurting his team right now. He's not going to play against Chicago. That's a good thing. Okay, so we'll see what happens there and see if he comes back and he looks good. The Giants should have beat the Patriots. They didn't. Patriots might go undefeated this year. The Seahawks, they're not looking great at all now. I mean, Cardinals came back. They lost that game, and then they won it anyway. The Vikings are my surprise team of the year. I thought they were going to be good this year because I thought Teddy Bridgewater was a pretty good quarterback. Peterson coming back. Didn't know he was going to do what he's doing right now, though. That I didn't anticipate. They're a dangerous team. Let's see. Of course, Browns lost again. Although Manziel didn't look bad, but he didn't do enough to help his team win. Redskins, surprising. Okay, Kirk Cousins. Okay, that's a surprise team right there. The Raiders, they win. Eagles, they had no chance against the Panthers. Panthers look like they're trying to go undefeated for the whole season. Very interesting. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on. The Saints. Horrible loss. Horrible loss. What's really going on there? But for me, I'm just excited for the fact that the Falcons didn't have to play. And they really kind of gained ground on everybody that's chasing each other as far as wild cards. Because right now the Falcons are three games out of first right now. I mean, I don't think they're going to win the division personally. So it's going to be the wild card. With all the other teams, how they stacked up right now, the Falcons look real good at 6-3. If they can beat Indianapolis and go 7-3, that puts some distance between themselves, the Dallases and Giants of the world, the Green Bays of the world, people like that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that pans out this weekend, and we'll go from there. Let's see. I'm going to try to go through a couple more scores. Broncos said that one. The Cowboys lose again. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're still in it. Steelers win, of course. The Jets win, and also the Bills win. So there's some great races out there in the league at this point, and it's gonna be a nice second half of the season in the NFL. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take first break of the show. Before I do that, please make sure you visit my website. I'm in Atlanta currently. I'm actually doing the show live in Buckhead. I'm up here putting some things together going into next year, a lot of different projects, a lot of business projects. If you know people who need help starting a business from scratch, or they have a business already currently operating, but they need help of some sort or another, advertising, marketing, websites, whatever, consulting, whatever it is, have them visit www.innovativeenterprises.com. There's one E in the middle of that, okay, innovativeenterprises.com, or call 305-204-1826. Maybe you need help putting a business plan together. Maybe you need help conceptualizing an idea that you've had forever but don't know how to put it down on paper. Maybe you just need someone to look at a contract or an agreement. Okay, I prevented someone doing a gig for free for a year because I read the contract, and that's what the contract said, but they didn't understand that in the contract. Okay, it only cost them $20. Okay, I have a consulting package that's $10 a month, okay, for a year to do things of that nature. Okay, so that's something to think about if you're really serious. Now, if you're not serious and you feel like, you know, you're good where you are, that's cool, no problem. But eventually, if you don't feel that you are happy with what you are doing and you think you can do more, you think there's something that you can do, a talent that you might have that you can make money off of, let's put it together. 305-204-1826 is the number. Call that number for Innovative Enterprises, and we'll help you. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to play a little song for y'all. And this is Chris. Actually, this is going to be Emperors by Chris Pritham of Illit Records. Make sure you visit his website, Illit Records, ILL-IT.com. Check it out. Name of the track is called Emperors. And this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are back from the first break of the night. And again, we are talking Atlanta Hawks and Atlanta Falcons from the week before. The Falcons actually had a break. They needed it. They have a lot of injuries all over the place. They got to figure out, you know what, why can't we touch the quarterback on the other side? This has been an inherent problem, it seems, for decades, and it's cost us plenty of games. And we finally get a draft pick that supposedly is supposed to fill in the blank, but we haven't gotten anything out of that. And with the rest of the line, again, haven't seen anything out of that. So, therefore, we are totally dependent on, well, what are we dependent on? You know, I'll say this. Run defense has improved tremendously. We don't get gashed anymore. That was what was beating us more than anything. But it needs to be a combination of the two. We need to stop the run and the pass. And the only way to do that is to put some pressure on the quarterback. And for any quarterback to continue to have all the time in the world, any quarterback in the league is capable enough to completing some passes, okay? And on the flip side, on the offensive side, again, we know we have a patchwork offensive line, but what's going on with the play calling to where we're just stagnant? We can't get right. We have all this talent, and now all of a sudden a 4,000-yard passer, you know, is barely getting along, okay? And it looks like he's scared out there, you know, a veteran. Doesn't know what's going on. You know, we can't run the ball all of a sudden. For us to only have, like, 12 yards rushing for Freeman against Frisco, of all people, Patrick Willis wasn't back there. Last I checked, he retired. So what's really going on with that? As far as Roddy White, again, it's just like me, I'll use this as an analogy. Why have him out there if you're not going to throw him the ball? Why have him on the team? And I use the analogy of my man Edie. Why bring him into the league if you weren't going to play him? I don't care what they did last year with Muscala and Dennis. You know, this was a position of need that they drafted. He was gone for a year, and now he's here. If the whole year goes by and you don't let the tallest and the biggest person we've had since basically Mutombo play, what's the point? Meanwhile, we're getting beat on the boards 10, 15, 20 a game. And if it's not 10 to 15, 20 a game, is when we need the board the most, and we're not getting it. Okay? So I have issues with Roddy not getting the ball. Now, two targets a whole game, and he started? That shouldn't be possible. Okay? And if it is possible, that means that Julio has to get 20 catches and Tammy has to get 15 catches if it's like that. Because if that's not happening, there's no reason. Right? I know Hankerson is hurt, but don't we also have a rookie called Hardy that's still there? And doggone it, maybe Tula, whoa. Maybe he can catch the ball every now and again, too. I don't know. But it's getting on my nerves now. And hopefully this break, this bye week, has helped them. Hopefully Shanahan more than anything, because otherwise, I thought he should have got fired last week. I thought it was done. Okay? But that's just me. We'll see. 646-652-4479. Call in. Let me know what you think. And let's talk some Hawks now, since I've already kind of rolled into it a little bit. So my man Edie isn't getting any playing time. He goes down to the D League, okay, and he starts getting rebounds galore, block shots, five block shots, what it was the other night, 17 boards, five block shots. I don't care if it's D League. People keep making out the D League like it's just a bunch of scrubs. That's not the truth. The truth of the matter is that you got people down there that most of them are either undrafted rookies, right, free agents, and or players trying to get back into the league because they fell off for whatever reason, and now they're in the D League. But these guys can play. There's a lot of D League stars that are in the NBA now that used to be in the D League. These guys can play, okay? So to discount whatever stats a person gets in the D League is crazy to me because they're still stats, because if they were just that sorry, they would never do anything in the D League either. right? Right. So to not play them in the NBA just because of conjecture that they can't cut it, well, again, why draft them? Again, the Atlanta Hawks have drafted six centers in 30 years, and none of them played with the team. One of those centers is Arvydas Sabonis. Go figure. Big-time player in his day. Never played for the Hawks, though. Okay? The only legit center we've had in the last 25 years was Dikembe. We wasted him for the most part. Didn't finish putting a team around them. And that team was probably the most competitive team we've had since some of the middle Dominique years, okay? Didn't do anything. So now we missed out on, you know, now the whole Keith Benson thing. I think he can still play. He's actually doing some good work wherever he was at. I saw some good games from him, but I don't think he's going to, you know, make it all the way through. Just missed out on that, okay? But he didn't officially play for us either. Okay, and then, of course, Afro, he just, and again, it's a development thing as far as I'm concerned. But then again, he's in Toronto. I guess he washed out already there, too. So here's the deal. When are we going to keep anybody? Okay, because at a certain point, this grand experiment with Al has to work. It worked last year. He was healthy. They won 60 games. Can they do it back-to-back? We'll see. We kept Paul. Looked like that was a good choice, but at the end of the day, it's not if we continue to get bludgeoned on the boards. It's impossible to keep going through this because if you ain't going to depend on the guards to chip in, Jeff Teague and Golden Patch and others, okay, and if it's not going to be Tabo and Bays, who is it going to be? And definitely if it's not Splitter, I'm sorry. I mean, let's see. Let us see here. If I can pull this up very quickly. Bear with me a minute. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go. Hawks. And, I can't do it like I want to. I was trying to do something without having to get any dead time. But I was going to try to pull up Splitter's number so far. Oh, actually, here we go. Teams. Because I want to see this for myself and just to kind of see. Give myself a variance of what Tiago is bringing to the table because, again, I'm not asking him to get 17 and 10 every night. He doesn't get the minutes for that. But in 18 minutes, if he's getting 18 minutes a night, I have to demand that he's if he's the coming off the bench and he's the big person, he's the big man, okay, I have to demand a little bit better from him. Don't I? If there's nobody else, especially if Muscala ain't doing it. Mike Scott gets his hustle on, but he's not no force, but he can score. And he's been playing better defense, too. But Tiago is supposed to be that person. Tiago is supposed to be, maybe he doesn't get the rebound, but all those intangibles that Perl was supposed, come on now, y'all. Like, for real, let's get with this. Let's be real about it. There got to be some kind of contribution that's tangible that we can see that's affecting the game. And at a certain point, that's not really been happening. We're getting killed. Okay? So let's see. Team, roster, stats is what I want. Let's see if it'll go to it. All right. I got to do it again, folks. Hold on. Stats. Okay. So. And scrolling. Tiago, 11. All right, so how do they got this? 11 games. Oh, this is not what I really want, but he is getting 1.2, 1.4. Also, see, all right, Tavares has played 2 minutes, and he has half a rebound, half everything it looks like. Meanwhile, Tiago is getting, how many, let's see, where's his minutes at? Doesn't show minutes. Great. That's wonderful. Tiago, 1.4, what is this? 1.4 offensive rebounds, 2.5 defensive. So about four rebounds a game. That's That can't be right, is it? Is that right? 3.8 rebounds a game. Tabo is out-rebounding him. Paul is out-rebounding him, of course. Kyle is out-rebounding him. Al, not Justin. Kent Bazemore is out-rebounding him. See, I have a problem with that. He's getting 18, 20 minutes a game. I have a big problem with that. Okay? I'm not expecting him to get no block shots, anything like that, but doggone it. Like, seriously, I'm not comfortable with that right now. That ain't cool to me at all. I don't get it. I don't get that. So for me, again, if he's on play, he has to make a difference. He has to make a size difference. He has to make a defensive presence anytime he's in the game to offset these massive rebounds that people are getting on him. Again, every defensive stop, every defensive mechanism that you can think of prevents the other team from scoring at least one more time. And the more possessions that you're able to keep, the better. And if we're not doing that, we are never going to have a chance to win consistently this year. Again, somehow, and again, now it's the nucleus of a new team for the most part, right? Now, so if it's just a matter of getting in sync and all that kind of stuff through a certain number of games, okay, fine. I can maybe live with that if I see it, but right now I'm not seeing that at all. I don't know about y'all. 646-652-4479. Thanks to those who are listening. I have hit up some folks, of course, in the Atlanta Hawks Facebook page, but I've hit some other people up too, and I see some of them are actually listening. Some of them just can't talk because they're at work, and some of them, I guess, are just shy. It is what it is. But I have hit some people up, so we'll see if we get them in tonight. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep this pretty regular on Monday nights as best I can per my schedule. So, again, I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing what I think I should be seeing, even though it is the early in the season. One, because of these lapses at the beginning of the game, okay, for one, okay, and then two, rebounding is killing us. And this is what I'm saying. I believe Walter, Edie, Tavares should be in the game as much as humanly possible and let him stand there and see what he can do. What's it going to hurt? It can't hurt no more than us getting beat by 34 points and having to come all the way back. Can't hurt more than that. Do I believe that the team would have gotten down by 34 points if the other team kept on getting offensive rebounds and laying up the ball and hitting 10-foot jumpers because there was no hand in their face? The one thing Edie can do is put a hand in your face. What are the odds that 7'3" plus his wingspan that someone's going to be able to shoot over that consistently? I would like to see it because I know what happens when I'm on the court and I'm the tallest person and I get a hand in the face. Ball don't go in the hoop. 646-652-4479. The ball don't go in the hoop. It either gets blocked or it gets adjusted to the other way, or they don't even come in. They pass the ball. And then all of a sudden the shot clock goes off. You see what I'm saying? Put the man in the game and let him play basketball. That's what he's paid for. He's there now. Another one is Patterson. Patterson started the season off playing well, playing defense, hitting shots, passing the ball, moving without the ball. And then all of a sudden he's going to the D League. What's all that about? Who's going to replace him? Because I know one person ain't going to replace him, THJ, Tim Hardaway Jr. Again, I don't know the reason. No one's saying the reason why he's not playing. Doesn't even matter anymore. If he's not going to play, fine. But that shouldn't make other people not play. Mac, we know he doesn't play because you got two guards already. That is what it is. He got to be there in case one of those guys get hurt, as that just happened. Problem is he's really rusty when he comes in because he doesn't play for weeks at a time, like coming out of the bullpen and not pitching. It is what it is. He's going to be a professional. Hopefully we can keep him. He's going to contribute when he does get his chance, though, I believe. So who's going to be the odd man out? Because these lineups have to change a little bit. You know, will Holiday just not play for the sake of Edie being able to get in there? Maybe it needs to be Muscala. I'd rather Muscala sit and let Edie play. You have Edie, Splitter, Al, and Paul alternating with a Mike Scott in the middle of that somewhere with Baze. Well, Baze is out right now. And Tabo, okay, or well, I guess Holiday might get to play. Or shoot Patterson, go small. at a certain point, we've got to get the players in there who will be most effective. I don't care about all the other stuff. I'm looking at effectiveness right now. 646-652-4479. What do you think? Oh, let me check the chat room. Oh, we got some people in the chat room. Y'all in the chat room, you can call in. 646-652-4479. Remember, if you type in a note, I will shout it out for everybody to hear, no matter how crazy it might be. That's a joke. So the Atlanta Hawks, again, they're going to be playing Brooklyn tomorrow. Is it today? What time is it? Tonight, or later Tuesday, I should say, right? And Brooklyn is really bad. We've known that for a long time, but now they've bottomed out. They're 1-9, not looking good, need to break the team up, probably need to trade Lopez, you know. Will the Hawks lose to a 1-9 team? Okay. Now, we know we have had really good success about them over the last year and a half, right? Okay. We beat them the other night. Will we beat them this time, though, with everything kind of going on? Now, remember, we haven't really done a great job of stopping Brooke, for one, okay? And then there's other people on that team that have been having really good games against us. So, like Jarrett Jack and all kinds of different people, right? So, one, how will the Hawks start in the first quarter? Can we get Kyle open? Will we play some defense? Will we act like we want to win the game? Because that's sometimes it just, I don't know if the Hawks want to win. Then, can they sustain it for the other three quarters? That's all I'm asking, a complete game. Pass the ball, hit the shot, go down the other end. Defend, do it again for 48 minutes, and we're good. We have the depth, but will we do that? Remains to be seen. I'm hopeful. We need to end this little streak we got going on. We need to start playing better. Again, it's early in the season, of course, but you just never know how things work out. Again, you got other teams around us in the Eastern Conference. The Celtics are doing what we thought they were going to do, or at least what I thought they were going to do. They got better. They can play, and they will outplay you. Okay? So you got to look at it like that. If you're going to keep getting outplayed, somebody needs to sit the bench. That's not going to be good for me. Okay? So I'm going to take another break and see who is checking out the show. What is this? Oh, actually, let's see if we can get some females on the show since the guys are scared to call in. Let me go ahead and try to shoot Miss Phyllis a little note if I can. Let me see. Let's see how I can get this to work very briefly, y'all. Bear with me. See if I can get her a little something. And then in the meantime, I'm going to be taking another break, as I mentioned. Might have one more segment after this one coming up. Let's see. And I'm sorry, I've never been good at talking and typing, even way back when in school. Wasn't my forte. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. Let's see what we're going to play this time around. Let's play another Chris Prism track called Never Break, and be sure to hit Chris Prism up if you're an artist. You know people who need music. He is a producer in the industry. He has a lot of different credits. So check him out at Illit Records. That's ILL-IT.com. Check him out. Let him know that I sent you. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. everyone. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are back with maybe one or two more segments. One more for sure, maybe two. Call in 646-652-4479. Now we're talking about the Falcons, the Hawks, UGA Bulldogs, and the NBA NFL seasons in general. We are at the halfway point of the NFL season. Where does your team stand? There's a lot of teams that still have a chance to make the playoffs despite horrible records, mostly in the NFC conference, mostly in the NFC East, that is. They all have a good shot. And then in the AFC South, you have a number of teams that have a shot, even though they probably really shouldn't. The Jaguars, for instance, have a shot at the playoffs this year, amazingly so. Our own Atlanta Falcons are 6-3, had a bye week. Hopefully we got a lot of people back from injuries. Hopefully we got a new lease on a defensive scheme as far as pressuring the quarterback. And hopefully we figured out something on the offensive side to start looking like we were when we were 5-0 and killing everybody. Hopefully, you know, because the rest of this season is going to be tough. We got some tough games coming up. We got the Vikings. We got Carolina twice. You know, we still got some other divisional games that we got to go through. It's going to be a mess, but we're 6-3. Of course, people will be like, well, look at our record for the last 2 years. We're 6-3. We should be happy. Not so much when we have expectations. And maybe they're UGA type of expectations, but in this case, we know we have a running game. We know we have the best receiver in football. We need to win, okay? That's all I'm saying. You see what happened over there at the Giants, right? So I don't want to be in that situation. I want to be confident all the time about things. I don't want to be wishy-washy and finding out, oh, we still can't rush the passer. You know, we still can't do this. We still can't do that, even with a new coach. And I know it's his first year. I know he's just getting started, retooling players and stuff like that. However, just the attitude alone should be a big enough difference. And somehow or another, adjustments need to be made because we can't just keep letting the quarterback, if they let 50-year-old Matt Hasselbeck throw all over the defense and Alford and everybody else, that's not going to sit well with me at all, okay? 646-652-4479, what do you think? If you are checking out the show, thank you. I do know my man Matthew Blanche sometimes gets to listen there in Australia. Of course, we know Miss Ronda Rousey just lost her fight, and a lot of people are killing her for it, you know. But as I mentioned, I didn't plan on talking no UFC. I usually don't. I never have, I don't think. But this was a pretty big fight. She made the mistake of going in there like it was a boxing match instead of a UFC match. That was her mistake. That's not her. That's not what she does. I know she said she was going to kind of brush up on it or however she said she was going to do, but I don't think she should have ever even tried. I think she should have went into it like a regular fight and let home fight her on her terms. I think that would have been better. Now, the results still might have been the same, but at least it wasn't what we saw. I'm just saying. And if there is a rematch, I think that's what she'll do, and she'll end up winning. Because I think she, at the end of the day, I'm thinking she is still the better fighter, but she's not no boxer, though. Anybody who gets into a ring with a real boxer and you're not a boxer, you're in trouble by default, truthfully. Right? So that's that. That's all the UFC I can talk about. Okay? 646-652-4479. As we get closer to wrapping up the show. Again, I've been in Atlanta last couple of weeks. I am planning to move back up here. And one of the reasons is because I'm relaunching a lot of old stuff that I've worked on in the past. Recently, I casted for a film called Selfless. Shout out to Lorenzo Yerby. You can check out the trailer. Go to his YouTube page, Lorenzo Yerby, Y-E-A-R-B-Y, Yerby. And you check out the film trailer for Selfless. It's a great film, family film, a lot of heart. You need to check it out. I did a casting along with Majita's Models and Talent a few months ago. So check it out. But I'll be doing more. I'm planning a tour in different cities with some of the facets of my company, such as industry connections from Innovative Model and Talent Management, where if you are an aspiring artist, model, actor, and you don't have any of the tools to present yourself as a talent, you need to talk to me so I can put it all together for you so you're not going around looking bootleg all the time. If you want to get paid $2,500, you got to look like you can get paid $2,500. Otherwise, you'll get paid $25. It's really that simple. So if that's what you want to do, get serious. If that's not what you want to do, don't tell anybody that you are. Believe me. So go to visit. You can visit www.imtmworldwide.com and check out. There's an article about it on the website there, Industry Connections. What's it all about? I think that's the title of it. So check that out if you get a chance. There's a lot of other projects I'm working on. I'm not going to talk about all of them, of course, but there's a lot of things coming up. So be in tune for it. And also more shows with guests. I'm working on some guest lists right now. I'm going into the end of the year, going into 2016, so get excited about that. I haven't done a lot of shows with guests just because I've just been so busy and it's hard to schedule, but I'm working on that. And you'll be surprised who some of the people are. So 646-652-4479. I do appreciate everyone calling in. Not calling in, but listening in, because I do see people listening. But y'all haven't called. What are you doing? And I know this is a tough time slot. But again, I am really busy. So, again, to keep it regular right now, this is the best slot for me to do it, 11 p.m. Although, I do, like I said, most people are actually still up and about, things of that nature. I have tried to do some afternoon shows. I've even done a morning show. So I'm trying to see what would be the best time slot for me to do a regular show. We'll see what happens in the near future. So let's see, make sure there's no one in the chat room. Uh-oh. I have about 8 minutes left. And I've talked about pretty much all my topics I wanted to get to tonight. If we had any other fans of other teams, I would have talked about the Cavaliers, would have talked about Golden State, would have talked about who else on my notes I forgot to mention. Well, those are the main teams, of course, you know, teams that were in the finals last year. And what are they doing now? Of course, Golden State is undefeated. Go figure. And Steph Curry can't miss a shot if he tried to. So he obviously is bribing the basketball makers, right, the ones who actually make the basketball, because it keeps going in no matter what he does. He throws it around and, you know, throws it into the stands and it hits a chair and it goes into the bucket. You know, the whole McDonald's commercial from the 90s was Bird and Jordan. That's what he's doing now. It's crazy, right? And then you got LeBron James, you know, playing his little heart out, you know, don't got Kyrie, you know, still have all these little things going on, whatever, whatever. We'll see what happens with them. I don't trust them personally. I think anybody can beat them. Milwaukee beat them the other night. Other teams are close to them. I don't think they're all that, but we'll see what happens. But, hey, if they keep out-rebounding people, they'll still win, right? So we'll see how that works. Well, I think I am going to go ahead and end the show. Because, like I said, it has been a long day for me. I've been up since, like, 5 a.m., driving on the road, going all over the place, working with different things. I've done two intro videos today for two people, doing all kinds of stuff today. And I got a long day tomorrow, too, so I think I'm going to go ahead and cut it short. Well, this was an hour show anyway, so it's right there. So in the meantime, be looking out for the next show. It's going to be really soon. I'm not going to promise when just yet, because I might make I might do a music show, actually. So we'll see how that works out. And actually, I just asked an NBA player about being on the show as well directly, so we'll see if I get a response from him. I'm not going to tell you who. You'll just have to find out. And if you're listening to the show, you'll find out who it is, and you might get to actually ask him a question or two about the shot that he missed the other night. So, hint, hint. All right, this is Chris, IMTM World Rock Radio. I appreciate everyone who's listening in. Couldn't call in, no problem. Let's try it again next time. Till then, y'all have a great rest of the evening. Peace.
Thank you.